to share something with you here that's pretty remarkable. Know Your Rights Reproductive Health Care was something that was put up the day after the decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, put up there by Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Department. In part, the press release reads this way. Below, you will find information on your right to access care and have it covered by your insurance or other health care providers, if you have it. Where to go if you don't have coverage, and how to get information if you don't know. If you need help paying for an abortion, abortion funds may be available to provide financial assistance. Information about abortion funds and resources to help are available at abortionfinder.org. If you need information on your state's laws or legal help, you may consider this website, abortionfinder.org. All right. So, when the folks at TampaFP.com went and checked it out, they found that you could choose 15 or younger. So they clicked that, entered their zip code, gave a date of a last period, and here's what the response that they got. You're 8 weeks, 0 days pregnant. You can end your pregnancy with the abortion pill or an abortion procedure. Remember, they clicked that they were in the 15 and under age bracket. In 3 weeks, 1 day, you may be too far along for the abortion pill to be an option. You would only be able to get an abortion procedure. Right now in Florida, abortion is banned after 23 weeks, 6 days of pregnancy. Starting July 1, 2022, abortion may be banned after 14 weeks, 6 days of pregnancy in Florida. And it may be harder to get an appointment as that date approaches, so call a provider as soon as possible. Some states require people under 18 to involve a parent or guardian when getting an abortion. If you need to avoid involving a parent or guardian, contact If, When, How, Judicial Bypass, JB, helpline for information about getting a judicial bypass. Because you're less than 11 weeks pregnant, you may be eligible to get abortion pills online through telehealth if you travel out of state. So Joe Biden's Health and Human Services website is telling girls 15 and younger how to get an abortion and how to do it without telling your parents and how to go out of state and how to get it paid for. It's a step-by-step abortion procedure plan that involves no adults, just you and your computer. Nice work, Joe. Nice work. All right, speaking of abortion, which we have talked a lot about lately, obviously, Elizabeth Warren, the brain trust from Massachusetts, she wants pop-up tents in Yellowstone Park so 15-year-olds, like that one, can get abortions on demand. Listen.
I also think, at this moment, the federal government needs to be exploring what they can do to make federal lands available to help ensure access to abortion.
This is the big cry right now. Use federal property and federal lands, which, by the way, is illegal. Can't use federal resources to provide abortions to anyone. 15 or 50. Doesn't matter. More examples of how your government is working for you or against you. Are they for you or against you? I think you can probably figure it out. I want to continue on with all of these different things. All of these different things. I've got this potpourri of liberal, socialist, progressive nonsense. They don't think the rules apply to them. Take Lurch, for example. Lurch, some people call him John Kerry. I call him Lurch. I mean, look at the guy. He flies on private jets all over the world while pontificating about climate change and how we have to stop using internal combustion engines and stop the use of fossil fuel. He uses more fossil fuels in one trip to Davos than a whole bunch of families would use in a year or 10 years. And Lurch is really going to be disappointed when the regulation nation gets gutted later this morning. They'll go crazy screaming it will kill the planet. It'll kill the planet. Climate change, or some such nonsense and hissy fit. Listen to this.
The ocean is a source of climate solutions, and they can help to keep the 1.5 degrees target alive. For example, we need to spur the transition to green shipping. If shipping were a nation, shipping would be the eighth largest emitter in the world. In May, the United States and Norway announced a green shipping challenge for COP27 to help put that sector on a pathway towards full decarbonization, no later than 2050.
All right, Lurch, greatly appreciate it. How about you decarbonate yourself? How about you start riding a bicycle to your meetings? Take a donkey cart. Take public transportation, Lurch. How about that? You want to preach it? You need to live it. At least, at least RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he lives what he talks about. He practices what he preaches. I don't agree with him on a lot of those points, but you know what? At least he's got integrity, Lurch. You ain't got squat. You're a dishonest politician lining your pockets with your wife's money, of course, but that's for a different day. By the way, the warmongers continue. The warmongers, you probably knew that. The warmongers in the neoliberal wing of the Socialist Party, led by Joe Biden, got a gift yesterday in the form of a new U.S. military base to be built in Poland. Just what we need, a new permanent U.S. military base in Poland. They're so excited. Listen.
Kelly, can we look at this decision to put this permanent U.S. military outpost headquarters in Poland? Because this is something that Russia had really been opposed to. How strategic was this decision to defy Moscow?
Well, officials have told us that there was no warning given to Russia. Sometimes when these sort of military maneuvers happen, there is kind of a country-to-country discussion of that behind the scenes to deconflict problems. That didn't happen in this case. And there has been an agreement that the U.S. would not have a permanent presence of combat forces. And the U.S. is telling us today, the officials that we talked to, that they don't view this placement as combat troops, not the type that are ready to go into battle, but a different kind of component coming from headquarters. But it's still very much a U.S. presence on a permanent basis in Poland.
Yeah, a permanent basis of a military base in Poland. Now, I want to jump to Byte 14. I want to jump to Byte 14 because Joe Biden, he's beating the drums of war, too. Man, he wants this war with Russia. There's nothing else he thinks that can save his presidency, if he's even sure he's president. Byte 14, listen to this.
So we're at a moment of historical and inflection point in American and world history. Things are changing. They're changing drastically, not only in terms of the politics of the world, but everything from pandemic diseases to dealing with everything from climate change. And so I want to thank you for hosting this NATO meeting because it's been almost 40 years. 40 years now you've all been members of NATO, and we're all better off for it, all of us. And today NATO is united, and as united and galvanized as I believe it's ever been. And we are ready to face the threats of Russian aggression because, quite frankly, there's no choice. It's been the most significant abuse of power since World War II. And
that guy.
Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, Joey, nice work. When we come back, we're going to take a deep breath, do something a little bit more fun. All right, so don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Sparky's Fireworks Out. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Meijer. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.